From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio here this morning. We'll talk recruiting. We'll talk transfer portal. We'll talk bowl practice. Whatever you guys mentioned in the stream probably as well, a few other topics that'll probably carry us through most of Monday morning. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's supposed to talk at some point today. When we find out that time,
although we have a theory on this.
Yeah. I assume he will have a press conference at some point today, and we'll do our best.
You know what they say about assuming?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to guarantee it. I don't know.
Something tells me that
Lane was unaware of said press conference.
Lane was unaware of the scheduling of said press conference.
Yeah.
So I'm not assuming anything right now.
Yeah, fair enough. So anyway, that's what's going on today. The Oxford Exxon. Remember to get those 1,000 points, all you got to do is pull out your phone. You need to take a picture of the QR code there at the pump, and what you do is you automatically get 1,000 points. That equals $10, and that $10 can be used right there at the pump in the tank of gas that you're buying at the moment there at the Oxford Exxon or any Blue Sky locations throughout Mississippi. You know about lunch specials, two sides of bread, 32-ounce drink, and much, much more. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop that quote around. Do what I've done. Would recommend that you do, and let's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guest will join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. If you're coming up this week to do some shopping or whatnot, I think there's a basketball game Saturday. I haven't looked.
I think that is correct.
I think there's a basketball game Wednesday.
Not too far away from league play. League play is in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We'll be in New Orleans when it starts.
December 27th, first league game.
Is it 27th?
I thought it was
the 29th.
Maybe it's 29th. You're right, actually. I think that is correct, yes. Well, no, Mike White coming back.
Not arguing. I can't recall. Anyway, there's basketball or whatever. Coming up to shop, whatever the case may be, stop at Rafters, get you a burger, po' boy, great appetizer selection, full bar, great beer selection, all of that there at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford and also in New Albany. We won't spend time here, but Mark Angelou's right. This is Jabari Smith, referring to the Auburn forward, is a bad dude. Looks like a starting NBA wing right now. I'm going to look on the schedule and find out when Auburn plays here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting Carson a ticket. I'm like, you're going to this game so that you can say, you can tell people, I saw him play in college. That's how confident I am that that kid's going to be an NBA superstar.
Oh, okay. Quick basketball thing. Where do you fall on, and I get it's probably not as high with you as some of my friends and people that I know, the enjoyment level of Memphis basketball doing what they're doing versus some of the football programs and the schadenfreude that we mentioned from time to time.
Ooh.
Where does Penny and the Hoops debacle fill into this mode?
Every time that they post an L, I feel a
Especially the Murray State one the other day.
Yeah.
That was
– Well, I feel this joy radiate from within for just a minute. I was in the media room after Ole Miss beat them, and one of the media guys was talking about how, well, it's going to be okay. Strength of schedule, I mean, after we beat Murray State, Alabama, and Tennessee, and it was a moment of great restraint for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to, with every fiber of my being, say, you have no chance to beat Alabama. You have maybe a 1% chance to beat Tennessee. And it's 50-50 on Murray State. Like, flip a coin. But I didn't. I shut my mouth, and I left the room and got on the elevator and went up to my parking spot and left the arena.
Right.
But to see them lose to Murray, knowing what's coming against Alabama, knowing what's
coming. Well, that's how they're going to fix it. They've all said all you got to do is beat Alabama and Tennessee, and they're right back in this thing.
I mean, yeah, sure. But they're not.
There's a path.
And with each loss, I catch myself feeling joy. Someone was telling me yesterday, you know, Ole Miss should hire Penny. I'm like, well, Why? For what reason? The guy literally has Larry Brown sitting to his right, and he can't figure it out. You don't think his program's out of control?
Not only does he basically handcuff Larry Brown from doing anything, but as soon as his team does anything in the middle of the game that sucks, he pouts. He just shuts up. He completely goes almost mute with just this look on his face.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw there was some broken glass after the loss of the day.
Somebody really? Punched.
Yeah. I forget the beat writer in Memphis. If you said his name, I remember it. But
Mark Giannotto?
No, it wasn't Mark. It was whatever.
Whoever.
Yeah,
whatever.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, he tweeted where it was like, yeah, that wasn't like this before the game. And it was like a pain that was. I mean, yeah. The SEC actually had a really rough Saturday. There was a lot of losses around the league on Saturday. I mean,
I'm going to tell you what now. Oklahoma's joining the league at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Moser, is that his name? The guy that took Loyola Chicago to the Final Four. He's at Oklahoma now.
Oh.
And they got a different identity, champ. They got a little different punch to them. They took it to Arkansas the other day. And Arkansas, I know that their schedule hasn't been great, but I've watched them a couple of times. They're pretty good now. Don't do the whole Arkansas sucks thing. No, they're pretty good. I think Arkansas is about the sixth best team in the league, but Oklahoma punched them in the mouth in Tulsa. And Kentucky, yeah, Porter Moser. Kentucky's going to be fine, by the way. They're really talented.
Like, Florida's lost again. They're struggling. They've actually had a rough couple of weeks. They might not be very good, or at least advertised at the level they are. Was it State that lost at Colorado State?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody lost at Colorado State. I thought it was State. It was like a really weird, bad day for the league. Maybe not even weird.
I think the two best teams in the league are Alabama and Auburn.
Do you?
Right now. Alabama's something else now. That guy's done a hell of a
job.
Who
was it they just beat?
Houston.
That's right. Yeah.
Houston thought it was a goaltend, and they lost their minds. And it wasn't a goaltend. It was a right call. No, it was a right call.
I only saw it because I saw Norlander tweet out Nate Oates waiting on Sampson to come shake his hand. And it's such a great photo if anybody hasn't seen it, because Oates is looking out onto the court, and he just has his hand stuck out, paying no attention. And Sampson's not even in the frame.
I know.
He's just like, yeah, whatever.
And then he does it again. He does it twice. I don't know what it is about Nate Oates. I've never met the man.
I find his mannerisms very funny.
I think I would really like him. Now, he probably would hate me because I'm in the media, and that'd be the end of it. But he does Ryan Brown and Jim Dunaway's show next round, and he's super funny.
Yeah, he has cracked me up for whatever reason. So I don't know. I don't know. So football, recruiting. I don't know where you want to go.
Whatever you want to do. I'm just along for the ride.
You're just along for the ride.
Yep. I was doing chicks from 7:18 in the morning until 10-something last night. You weighed in on the last one, which was funny. Because I don't know. I was like,
I think the kid is Bryson Hurst. I'm pretty sure he's signing in February. He just had the wrong February day.
I think he assumed that it would be the 15th because December was the 5th. That's why I said I'm not bugging people about this at 10:15 tonight. Which was also code for I'm sick of this right now.
Yeah, I think it's February, as I always say. Yeah, so it's February 2nd, I think, is actually signing day, right?
2nd or 3rd, I think.
Yeah, because it's first Wednesday.
The first Wednesday.
Yeah, because that's exactly right. Because the 15th, as I noted, was the third Tuesday. And I was
so
like,
it's the 2nd.
I was like, that unless there's somebody's birthday that day, that does not make sense in any way for me on the 15th. So, yeah, Kyle Tucker says here, Kentucky lost to sub-500 Notre Dame. Arkansas took a 22-point beating against Oklahoma. Ole Miss got blown out by Western Kentucky. Mississippi State lost to Colorado State. A&M fell to TCU, and Missouri got obliterated by Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Konzo lost by 37 to the Jayhawks.
Gabe is getting killed over there because Gabe is a big fan of the Mizzou-Kansas basketball rivalry.
He is, yes.
And his people are interpreting that as he's enjoying watching Missouri get its brains beat in. And he's just saying, I like the rivalry. And I'm with him. Games like that should get played in basketball.
All right, so I guess Ben mentioned this, and there's not any – okay, from a straight recruiting news standpoint, I don't know that anything was overly compelling out of the weekend, if I'm honest. Everybody that was pretty okay, still okay.
You thought my stories were bad?
I did not think they were bad. I thought there was nothing compelling in them. Yes, that is what I said. There was not very much compelling in those stories.
Agreed.
I mean, it just was what it was.
I wrote them open, quote, transition, quote, transition,
it's
quote.
It's the type of recruiting coverage where I've told people this, and I don't even mean it negatively per se, is that it could be a Mad Lib because you're going to ask the same 5 to 7 questions on 90% of the kids.
Well,
and you literally could just write it out and then just fill in the teams and the dates and the situations.
So to test it, I am literally compiling I'm kind of refining it, about a 5-question template. That every time a kid gets an offer, I'm going to find his Twitter, his DM.
And send those questions?
And I'm going to send those questions to him. And I bet if he responds to 3, I can make a story out of it. That the junkies would eat up. It'd be like, okay, inject it. Right there. Yeah, hit me with a little more. Just a little pop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Blanton in a second, but I didn't want to do it at the end of a segment. The portal guys, nothing overly happened. Ole Miss offered the kid from Louisville. He's making a decision at some point. Neil wrote a story about him. Dylan Gabriel is on the campus at UCLA. I don't know when he left. It was I don't even know that it was before midnight because he technically could have stayed on the campus even though he could not have contact with the program. And so he could still be there today. I don't know.
Here's how strict that rule is for people that don't know. Like, let's say a kid stayed at UCLA until Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You can arrange his transportation back to the airport, for example,
yeah.
But you cannot be in that car.
Yeah, so nothing.
You can get him a car service or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But that's it. It stops. No face-to-face at all.
Okay.
From now until, for Ole Miss, it's January the 12th. The rule is 8 days before classes start.
And some of that, too, because there was, frankly, it was false reporting. That they could still have a normal official visit as long as they got to campus prior to the midnight, which was incorrect.
Do you know how many people fought me over that?
Oh, really?
People were texting me going, hey, you can. You can visit till – I'm like, no, you can't.
Well, because here's why that rule is how it is. Signing day is Wednesday. So yes. The longer you keep anybody on campus, the better for you, breaking recruiting 101. So – technically, if I'm doing that, I want that kid to come in at 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
That's what you would do.
Because
would,
I can keep that dude until Tuesday night, and then he ain't got time to do anything weird prior to Monday morning.
You just arrange his car service back.
Yeah, I'm basically holding him hostage the last 48 hours at that point.
There would be so many Sunday through Tuesday visits in that case right before signing day.
Oh.
It would be comical.
So that is why that rule is how that rule is. Ole Miss offered the kid from Incarnate Word, the FCS quarterback that is trying to move up a level.
Really nice young man, Cameron Ward. enjoyed talking to his dad, his mom. Really nice young guy. I think he's kind of taking a step back and going, okay, let's see what happens. Because he entered the portal on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and Ole Miss called within the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You can read that story at rebelgrove.com, by the way. Okay.
Jacarius Clayton is going to sign on Wednesday. That's good news for the Rebels.
Had he waited,
it probably would have gotten a little convoluted, but I would assume that that means Ole Miss on Wednesday.
It's my assumption as well.
Everything is cool with Judkins. He literally was just looking for a venue to sign at on Wednesday. That was a worry for a little while when he said he wasn't signing wherever the place was and deleted the tweet and all kind of stuff over the last...
So a high school kid had an emotional moment.
That was what? What an emotional moment. He literally lost the venue. He didn't know where he was signing. He just, like, the community center got booked or something. Like, but somehow that became, oh, God, he's going to Auburn. It almost kind of made me happy a little bit because it felt like 2006 recruiting, like from back in the day when that was a much more likely scenario of all the – I mean, it was the cancel signing day version of, well, yeah, he was going to visit, but, I mean, had some car trouble. Flat tire kept him from getting there.
His mama got called into work.
I mean, what do you want to do?
I mean.
Had no way to take him. Coach was busy. Cousin had a funeral. I mean, it was, there are a couple little things that you just get in recruiting, and I thought, you know, that's one of them is the tweet that, hey, not can't do that. And then, like, 20 hours later, he puts out, like, he's literally got Ole Miss and all his little edits head to toe, and he's like, yeah, I'm doing it. you know, the high school, the barbecue restaurant or whatever at 2 o'clock. And you go, okay, that's fine.
Jake's Catfish or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Montgomery kid, if Auburn got it, you know, got some stuff going on there. I get it. As Grind has alluded to, I'll get there in a minute. Auburn's got its own issues right now. From a football standpoint. Again, that was it. I mean, that was the storyline. Ole Miss appears to have fought off anything with Larry Simmons. I mean, it was a pretty basic final weekend. There's not a lot of crazy news. It kind of felt like everybody went where they were going to go. Like, Otis goes to Tuscaloosa, so that's probably over. Trevion Williams didn't come anywhere, so he's probably going to state. The Nicholson guy chose state over Ole Miss, probably going to state. Like, everything sort of fit into places. I mean, if you made me do predictions, and God, I'm not, I would feel pretty good about everybody but one. I don't know what Percy Lewis is going to do.
How many flames would you give it?
Well, I'd give it 14, and I'd be 20% sure. But... I mean, I think I would hit whatever percentage in 100 if I got Percy right, but I don't know. You could convince me to Ole Miss or State on Percy Lewis, and I have no idea at this point.
Yeah,
they've both done a pretty good job of recruiting him, and I don't know.
I got a couple theories on that, but it's not things I can say.
You don't want to go to that?
Nope.
You think it's still in flux?
So how do I say this?
It's a dead period, Neil. They can't contact anybody.
Yeah, it's not them. Now the people who really handle recruiting step in.
That's what I'm talking about. They can't. No contact.
Right. Well, the coaches can't have contact. So sometimes, let's put it this way.
Okay.
So let's say that you have a gym membership. Okay. I'm trying to keep this cool. You have a gym membership that's $75 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
When you cancel that gym membership, you now have that $75 in your account that you can allocate in other ways.
That's true. Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
I know where you're going.
So now you're not paying for that gym membership anymore. You could conceivably just pocket that money. You could take that money and do something else with it. Or, and this is more likely, you could take that money and transfer it to a new gym membership because you decided you didn't want this gym anymore. You now wanted to work out at this gym for whatever reason, for convenience, better equipment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happens late in recruiting as gym memberships get canceled and you look for a new place to work out.
Some schools paid off their student loans, hence they can do some things with
you anticipated making a payment to a place and found out that now that payment does not need to be made, yet the funds still remain. And again, you can save those funds for another day.
Yeah.
Or you can allocate them to another asset.
Okay.
So, just, it happens.
Okay. We will talk about the tweet that rocked the internet a little bit in a second. For that, I'll tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. So, you can local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float-down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704. Or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Walk-On's Sports Bistro puts everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. So dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. They're in Oxford at 1737 B University Avenue in Oxford, and they're at in the Jackson area at 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Walk-On's Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant. We're also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network, free to use. Really cool, fun way to bet. No third party, no juice. Over time, that's going to save you money. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more at bet.brothrow.com/MPW. It's holiday shopping season time. What's today? The 13th. You got about 11 days to get it done. Probably should get started. You haven't started yet, unless you're just kind of one of the daring types.
Or do it locally, like that day or two before when it's empty for some reason that I never understood.
I did all of mine on Christmas Eve one day in Oxford, and it was...
There's no one out. You can just... I mean, you... I
got
I'm
it all done
now,
in 5 hours, and it was exhilarating.
Yeah, you do it. Pow, pow, pow.
But had I not found stuff, it would have been...
Well, it had to be there. I mean, yeah, you had to know that...
I mean, I had a clean route. Like, everything worked out.
Yeah.
Had it not, it would have been a little antsy. So, if you don't want to take those chances... Go to muddywateroutdoors.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE, get 35% off any discounts from the site, also free shipping on $100 or more. You also can go to deadsoxy.com, where it's the holiday 2021 promo, buy more, save more, 25% off any order with the code REBELGROVE. If you order $120 or more, enter the code HOLIDAY30 and get 30% off. If you order $240 or more, HOLIDAY40 for 40% off. Excuse me, each order over $120 gets a free mesh bag while supplies last. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. As always, stay soxy. Got the holiday party season coming up. People are about to head to New Orleans in a couple of weeks, getting ready for the Sugar Bowl. All of those things, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, a lot of opportunities probably to imbibe. You want to be ready with Game Changer patches. They're the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game and ready for the next play. It's promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. Also brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. It's a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator there in Baldwin, Mississippi. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency staff, troubleshooting staff, UL508A panel shop. They can custom tailor software packages, custom design electrical control panel solutions, and much, much more. Go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601. 4381.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the events page, see everything going on this week and every week. Hope you all got to take advantage of Holly Jolly Holidays from December 1st to December 12th. Wrapped up yesterday. Last chance for the ice skating. I know they had a good crowds all 2 weeks for that and the carriage rides and more. So more coming from Visit Oxford and the local area. Again, go to the events page, see everything going on this week and every week for where to eat, where to stay, and much more. Visit OxfordMS.com. So yesterday, I don't know, sometime late afternoon, something like that, Shane Blanton, brother of Stone Blanton, previous guest on this here Potato Log podcast as as well, discussing his NIL program. He's been trying to get off and running, which I think actually made a lot of progress on that this week.
What
from the standpoint of getting it up at least. I've got 7,000. The tweet was deleted later, but I have 47 people have sent me screenshots.
It takes a long time to climb the ladder.
Doesn't take long to fall off of it.
It's easy to jump off.
All right, so look, I'll read it and then we'll go from there. He said this at 4:02 p.m. yesterday. Ole Miss football coaching staff, here's some advice. Never ghost recruits or waste a family's time. This is the South, and we don't treat people that way. Learn how to act like men or get out. I'm stepping off the train, and then does the red circle with the line through it and a locomotive emojis. I know it's an emotional thing. I get that.
Sure.
Ole Miss.
So for some background.
Yeah, sure.
His brother, Stone, is a linebacker at MRA.
MRA.
Madison Regional Academy, for those not here. Highly recruited player.
Yes.
I don't know what his ranking is. Is he 4-star?
I'll look it up.
3-star? I don't know. Whatever. He's a nice player. There are some who question whether he is fast enough to play linebacker at this level. There are some who think that he's a perfect fit for their system.
5.73 star, so very good player.
Very good players. That's how recruiting works. Ole Miss recruited him for a long time. He's been committed to Mississippi State. He's a two-sport player, right? Mm-hmm. He plays baseball too.
That is correct.
He's been committed to Mississippi State for a long time. More committed to their baseball program than their football program, but committed nonetheless. And Ole Miss recruited him hard. there was a period there where I think he could have taken an offer and he could have committed. And then I think that period of time, that window closed. And I think Stone decided that he wanted to commit to Ole Miss and the opportunity wasn't there. And here's the part that sometimes I think people struggle with. Recruiting's kind of like dating, I think, a little bit. You know, when you break up, sometimes you have a sit down and you really look each other in the eye and you wish each other the best.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a really nasty, vitriolic breakup. Things get slammed. You worry about whether she still has the key, stuff like that. And sometimes you just stop talking and it just happens. And I think that's what happened in this case. I just think Ole Miss stopped
Ole Miss just
talking.
Halted.
Yeah. It just stopped talking. And did they ghost him? It's probably fair. Is that the best way in the world to handle stuff? Probably not. Does it happen? A lot.
Yeah.
He had opportunity to commit. They tried to get him to commit. He visited a bunch of times. He didn't commit. Life goes on. And here's what's interesting is I think the kid, the best relationship that he had the whole time was with South Carolina, and I think that's where he's going to end up. So in so many ways, it worked out probably for the best, but his brother got emotional, and that was probably not the greatest idea in the world yesterday to put that tweet out.
No, it's already everything that was done was already done by then. It solved nothing. I think that's more than fair. As you said, with a phone call and just saying, hey, look, here's what we're doing, been a better course of action.
Sure, of course.
Incredibly common. Incredibly common.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, here's the thing,
well, the kids ghost, too. Ole Miss got ghosted by Spencer Rattler this weekend. It happens.
It's also the thing that, I mean, most people know, I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir a little bit here, is that recruiting and commitments and offers that are committable are more about timing than anything else. Like a kid has an offer, well, yeah, but what period of time is that offer committable? Well, for the top players in the country, it's always. But for essentially everybody else, it's either, frankly, never committable. There's a lot of dudes who get offers early on in their high school careers that offer is never actually committable where they could take it and be committed to that school, even including 5 minutes after they got the offer. And then a lot of times, there's a period of time, as Neil said. It's, hey, when we have room, but, hey, and look, a lot of times schools say that, hey, look, we want you, but there's, like, I'm recruiting this dude and this dude, and we will fill up. We're only taking two of you guys, or we're only doing this, or hey, if we feel good about Jack over there, I don't know. We'll see. And some of that's hot boxing, but some of that's just reality and truth and honest.
Well, the number 85 is a real number.
The 85 is the only real number.
I mean, it's a real number, and it means that you can't go to 86. Like, you're stuck at 85. That's your ceiling. It's a hard cap. This year, 32 is a hard cap, and that's 7 of those have to be transfer portals if you go that high.
Mm-hmm.
But to add 32, you have to subtract. So it's not just a buffet. You got limits. And so you can't go take 6 linebackers necessarily. I mean, you could, but if you do that, you're probably taking away somewhere else.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. Yeah, numbers at each spot change the numbers at each position. And Ole Miss has been, you know, they've been recruiting the whole time. They're in really good shape with Jaren Willis, the former Georgia Tech commit, who they've mm-hmm. rated very high on their board, and then the Banks kid, Tyler Banks, as well. So, spots. I mean, again, no one takes so many linebackers here. And that's what happened. When you needed Ole Miss support for your business, that's over. I mean, I just don't know. I don't see any way that's overcomable after the poor choice to tweet that yesterday. Especially when there are other, because frankly, I mean, there's not a monopoly on these NIL programs. There are several popping up throughout Mississippi right now, including one that I know is pretty organized. It's getting going here fairly soon with a lot of backing to it. So yeah, that felt like from a business situation, not the most prudent move yesterday during that. We would need the little E next to the show for Neil to go into great detail here. I mean, Jeffrey might have to bring back after hours too.
Yeah, that was not a good day.
Stole the key, didn't go get another key made.
Stole the key.
Where was the key?
I don't know. Lay on the kitchen table.
Oh, well, so really protected.
Well, I mean, I was 23 years old. I mean,
okay.
You come back from a shift working at the bar, and it's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and in your mind, you tell yourself, "Hey, I'm gonna, come back home, grab a beer, take a shower, go to bed. Got a busy day tomorrow." And when you don't expect company, and you walk into company, it's interesting times.
Yeah.
You think this is the way it's all gonna end, and that thought crossed my mind.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. It ends here. Anyway.
Yeah.
Carrying on. No, he devastated his business. It's over. Might as well get out. It's not recoverable. And he kept tweeting, and he kept tweeting, and he kept tweeting, and he kept tweeting. And the one tweet that he needed to issue was, "Look, I was an idiot. I'm emotional. It's my brother." I'm not sure that would have undone the damage, but it would have come closer than, "Oh, look how you can make people mad in 13 minutes. No.
Yeah,
That's not it. And look, again, two things. Number one, this isn't about Stone. He seems like a really nice young man. I wish him nothing but the best. And I think he's going to the place that he probably deep down likes the most. He's going to play football for South Carolina. He really likes Shane Beamer. Shane's doing a good job up there, etc. Okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm sorry. I'm looking through this real quick. Let me back up. You're exactly right. I don't want to overdo that. From a Stone Blanton standpoint, yes, he is going to the place that I think he actually wanted to go. And because, I mean, look, had Columbia been in Tupelo, this would have been over a long time ago. So there's no doubt about that. But maybe more than just the first tweet that was deleted is some of this other that he kept going with. I mean, he retweets somebody who says, "You've lost all your Ole Miss business," retweets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then retweets, "Must have deleted it. Saw what it was, though. What a sensitive little bee. If the kid wanted to go to Ole Miss, maybe he should have jumped in the boat when he had the chance." Retweeted that. He retweeted that as well. And then came out with, he pinned a tweet that has just the eye roll. And then said, "I apologize for poorly conveying Oxford community. Things don't always work out in our favor. It's recruiting season. If it don't get your blood pumping, it isn't really here.
Yes.
We're going to be all right."
These are all bad ideas.
Yeah. Even that one is a bad idea.
Like, hand-raised guy was like, "Shane, there's one tweet right now. I was emotional. It's my brother. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Cool. Leave it.
Yeah, you don't double.
I was emotional. It's my brother. I was wrong."
But that didn't happen.
That's the tweet. And that's the end tweet. And you stop there, and then you let time take care of the rest. Because he's going to South Carolina. So you're not going to have the Mississippi State angle to deal with. Ole Miss isn't competing against South Carolina very much in recruiting.
No.
You leave it at that. And you move on. But he didn't. He kept doubling down, which was just stupid. I mean, it really was. I'm not saying he is stupid, because I've only met him one time, and he was a nice guy. But that was doubling down on a dumb thing. And people get it. You get emotional about your family. You get emotional about your brothers. I mean, you do. If you have brothers, you know what I'm talking about. You might get really sick of your brothers, and their brothers might piss you off, but if someone wants to fight your brother, you fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it works. But the truth is, Stone had opportunities to get in the Ole Miss class. Months worth of opportunities to get in the Ole Miss class. And there was a difference of opinion on the staff regarding his potential as an SEC player, which is common. That happens all the time. It's not limited to Lane Kiffin's staff at Ole Miss. It's a very regular thing. And as things progressed, in other words, as it became obvious that Ole Miss could get Jaren Willis, things progress. You can't take five linebackers. They didn't need five linebackers. They have other needs that they've got to meet with this particular class. They've got a lot of guys that are playing their final game in the Sugar Bowl. And then you've got guys that have entered the portal from Ole Miss that are out. So you've got to be efficient with your spots. And if you deem that a guy can't play for you in your system, well, then you don't need to take him because you're creating a situation where a year from now he's going to get in the portal to go somewhere else.
Related but off top, or a little bit of a change of topic, where do you feel like Ole Miss is with the quarterback situation right now? In the it's complicated phase?
Not really. I think they want Dillon Gabriel. But I think as of this weekend, they're not positive that they have him. I think they think they're in good shape. But you don't know what Dillon... So here's the thing, right? You don't know what he's saying to everybody else. Is he telling UCLA the same thing he's telling you? It's all good. Don't worry about it.
And who knows?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, sure.
Happens all the time. If they can't get Gabriel, I think they wanted Rattler because Rattler physically is probably the best of the quarterbacks. Rattler, from a character standpoint, is not the best of the quarterbacks, and I'll just leave it at that. They brought in Cameron Ward from – and did you look at his stats, by the way?
Yes, they're eye-popping.
His stats are freaking amazing. I don't know if I wrote them down. I had them in the story. Threw for like 4,700 yards, something like that, 47 touchdowns. But that's at the FCS level. Now, he did it against some pretty good teams, like Sam Houston State. He lit them up, and they're usually pretty good.
And he's playing with
other dudes,
other FCS team players well.
But someone inside that program said to me, we'd really want to get a quarterback who's done it before. It doesn't mean that you don't believe in Luke Altmyer, by the way. It's just that Luke's not done it before.
Well, there's no depth. I mean, frankly, you need two dudes if you can get them. So, and I get you're not getting two A1 dudes. I understand.
But I think in an ideal world, they would get Dillon Gabriel, who in his mind, and perception is absolutely reality in recruiting, they would get Dillon Gabriel, who has 1 year in his mind before he goes pro. And you'd also get Ward, and you could develop Ward.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that Cameron Ward would sign up.
Yeah, I don't think he's willing to, at least in theory, go behind a guy who has arguably 3 years remaining.
I think he's willing to think about it, but I think he wants to see who else calls. What other opportunities he has. And look, it's a dead period today. I mean, you can call, like, everyone's calling Bo Nix today, but you can't bring Bo Nix to campus right now. You can't go see Bo Nix. You can't, people like, oh, hop in the plane, go to Auburn. Lane Kiffin can't go to Auburn or Montgomery or wherever and go sit down with Bo Nix. He can't do it.
Think Bo Nix knows where he's going?
I don't.
You think he's entertaining options?
I do, and I could be wrong, but I do. Now, the whole Tank Bigsby getting in the portal supposedly is going to happen today.
Because he hasn't yet.
He had not as of last night.
Right.
If he gets in the portal and if the whole they're a package deal thing is true, well, then things get really interesting because that's a pretty attractive package that's out there on the market. Ole Miss has questions. Are you getting Zach Evans? I don't know. Might, maybe. Are you getting Dillon Gabriel? I don't know. I'm in the minority on this, I think. I don't know. I can't gauge public opinion. I guess some of it's in the thing. I think Bo Nix is a pretty good player. I don't think he's Matt Corral.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about that in a second.
But I think he's a good player.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I want to talk about that in a second. And look, nobody has any idea on Zach Evans. We know we say this every day, but he could stay at TCU. He could go to 25 different programs, and we all go, yeah, sure. Okay, great. Like, nobody has any idea. So, point being, no staff is counting on Zach Evans either. They're not going, oh, yeah, well, I got that guy, so I'm not worried about that anymore. No. You're worried about that until he steps into a class, as we said. You don't trust him.
No.
He's done nothing to.
Not in a bad way, necessarily, but it's just you just don't know what he's going to do. He's kind of a wild card. TCU hasn't given up hope that he'll stay there.
Austin Moon, yeah. I mean, who knows? So, Yeah, we'll talk about Knicks in a second. Grind, you can tune in. You'll be excited. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC.com. Two packages, the Ignite 100 Mbps or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESPARC.com. 662-238-3159. Phone service is available. Parental controls, network security, a wireless mesh extender, and much more. So call the office for details and get the best internet around. Again, 662-238-3159.
Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate is based out of Jackson, Mississippi. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes, such as retail, office, industrial, and land. This week's property spotlight is Paragon Center in Ridgeland, Mississippi. It's comprised of 150,000 square feet of Class A office space located on Highland Colony Parkway, minutes from the new Costco, I-55, Walk-On Sports Bistro, and more. It's experiencing substantial commercial growth. It's located alongside some of the most affluent neighborhoods in Mississippi. If you'd like to learn more about this great opportunity to house your professional office, give Sam Cox and BB Mitchell a call at 601-586-3220. Christmas just a couple of weeks away. It's officially time to start planning for holiday gifting. Our friends at Blue Delta have the perfect gift for the season. Blue Delta has introduced their video gift cards. It's a gift card with a built-in video screen. It's easy. Simply head to BlueDeltaJeans.com, purchase a gift card, and Blue Delta will help you record a personalized message and upload the video card for you. Supply chains are an issue this Christmas, but these video gift cards are a surefire way to make sure the gifts get delivered on time. The guys at Blue Delta sent me one of these. It's a great concept, great presentation. It's the perfect gift for a single person or a group of employees. BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase, or shoot the guys a DM on social media and they'll get you taken care of. I was in Lamons just the other day. A lot of people in there making holiday purchases and such. You've got time to do it as well, but you need to hustle. It's 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving Oxford for more than 73 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. Lamons is the gold standard in fine jewelry. Visit them at 662-234-2777. You may have noticed, it's kind of in the news, we've had some weird weather. It's hot, gets cold, hot, cold. You're using your heat, you're using your air conditioning. It's crazy. You want to make sure everything's in tip-top shape. If you have any problem at all, you need to get in touch with Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, but they're the same great products, the same services, the same people. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or that area, call Comer, 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call 662-429-4429. I recorded a soft verbal podcast with Rivals Woody Womack yesterday. It's up where you listen to podcasts. It's brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's not a problem. You can visit the College Corner at collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. So whether you're tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi.
Podcast also brought to you by G&M Pharmacies. It's on South Lamar here in Oxford, 662-236-2222. Also on the square in Holly Springs with Tyson Drugs. They offer MedSync to fill your prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one pickup, and you have everything you need when you need it. They also deliver locally in the Oxford area and much more. So use them for your community pharmacy and avoid the big box stores. Again, South Lamar in Oxford with G&M or Tyson Drugs in Holly Springs, 662-236-2222. Yeah, look, Bo Nix has obviously lit up Ole Miss. There's no doubt about that. He's had quite the career against the Rebels. I think he fits this offense better than most people give it credit for being. He can run. He can use his feet. He can improvise. He can do enough stuff in the passing game. I mean, you know, Auburn relied on him a ton this year. I mean, he kind of took a couple games over. He has his bad moments. I mean, he's not the most consistent quarterback in the world.
It's true.
I think you can argue from a straight fixing to his talent, the Ole Miss offense, frankly, might fit him better than the Auburn offense. Now, Auburn's had a big run game. That helps a lot of different things.
Sure.
But I mean, it's not like Ole Miss doesn't run the ball. I mean, And again, I know literally nothing. I'm not saying anything about Bo Nix headed to Ole Miss, but to me, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, to the point that if you line them all up for a straight 1 year, I mean, I get you got to factor in multiple years versus 1 year and all that kind of stuff. I might take Bo Nix over my other options if I were Ole Miss.
I'm not sure I wouldn't either.
Because I know, I mean, this is going to look like, maybe this looks like an idiot stance later on. Everything involved, I would at least contemplate taking Bo Nix over Spencer Rattler.
Well, look, what you do know is that Bo Nix can play in this league.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen Bo Nix go to Starkville and play. You've seen Bo Nix go to Fayetteville and play. You've seen Bo Nix go to Tuscaloosa and play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you know, you've seen him go to Baton Rouge and make plays, get wins. Yeah, he's had bad moments. But there's no superstar sitting in the portal. I mean, if you're waiting,
there's no guarantee.
There's no Matt Corral in the portal.
Yeah.
There's no Kenny Pickett in the portal.
No.
If you're in the portal, you're in the portal for a reason. Now, he ran that Gus Malzahn offense, which is something completely different than what he would run at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He ran the Harsin offense, which is
has more similarity.
Yeah. You know, that deal got weird early in the year. Was it who they played, Georgia State, that they struggled with, and they benched him,
Georgia
and they
State.
Put Finley in, and then he just
– No, look, it's not perfect. Yeah, no, there's
not.
No doubt.
By the way, I don't buy any of the package deal stuff.
No, I don't either.
I completely don't buy it. I get why people are putting that out there. I don't buy it at all. I asked somebody about Nix yesterday, but he wasn't in the portal at the time. And so the answer was kind of, well, he's not in the portal. You know, they'd heard the rumors, but he wasn't in the portal. And at that point, you're probably not making decisions based on who's not in the portal. You're
making decisions
based on who is in the portal. But there's a certain guarantee level. There's a certain base level with Bo. If you look at what Ole Miss is going to be next season offensively, I think Ole Miss is going to be pretty good up front as long as they stay healthy. I think they're going to be pretty good at receiver, bringing in some guys.
They'll be fine. They'll be at least fine in the backfield and could be very good. We'll see what it looks like.
Could be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Evans, for all of his craziness, is an elite running back. I expect Jerrion will go pro, but I don't think that decision's been made. I think they have to re-recruit Snoop Connor a little bit, but that's common.
Welcome to 2021.
Yeah, I think they've got to re-recruit Henry Parrish a little bit, which also brings me to another point, which is a lot of guys are going to play bowl games here in the next, 19 days? All over the country. You're going to start seeing bowl games get played where guys wanted to play the bowl.
Tank Bigsby is reportedly going to the portal. Grind is in denial, I know, but it seems like he's headed that way. If he's not, I'll apologize to Grind tomorrow.
Justin Hokanson of who's Justin?
It's Justin. It's on three.
His own three is reporting that he's going in the portal. I'm not.
I have no idea.
I have no ability to question.
Yeah. I'm mostly just trying to mess with Grind.
Yeah.
What
I was going to say is guys are going to jump in the portal after their bowl games. They want to go to the bowl game. They want to play in the bowl game, get the bowl swag and all that stuff, and then they're going to hop in the portal.
Hey, look, when you get a chance at the Fossil Watch, you get the Fossil Watch.
Absolutely.
I mean, look.
But guys are going to jump in the portal January 2nd, January 3rd, January 4th. It's coming. And then guys are going to go through spring with new coaching staffs and not like what they see and jump in the portal. The portal is going to be ongoing. It's nonstop. So sometimes if you're not just enamored with what's in there, you wait and see if something else gets in there, knowing that you could get burned.
Because you've got to get something out of it. I mean, you got no choice.
It's not just a river in Egypt. Look, you got to get a quarterback or else you're going into this deal next year with Luke Altmaier and I don't know who else.
I mean, right now there are two quarterbacks on the roster for next season.
Yeah, you got to go handle that.
That is a good point. Even through the lean years there in the middle between the Sugar Bowls, Ole Miss has had a pretty damn good quarterback all the time.
Pretty much.
I mean, you go back to it. They went from Bo to Chad to Shea.
Well, since I've been here.
To Tamu.
It's been Jevon Snead.
Well, now there's a the bad part is in the middle there. You got a problem there for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's been a moment. It's happened in not so distant history. They had what was like Barry Brunetti and Zach Stout and
Randall Mackey. It was that three headed monster.
Randall Mackey stuff. When Randall's like, I had all these concussions. He didn't have concussions. Well, he
that was the strangest.
He literally did. I mean,
yeah. So. Yeah, it was Snead, Masoli, Stanley, sort of whatever,
yeah.
And then Stanley, Mackey, Brunetti,
yeah,
Stout,
yeah.
When Neil got in trouble and said, "This is Ole Miss football," in the press box, it was when Stout said that interception.
It was the second play of the game, and Stout throws a pick six.
Yeah,
and I said, because they've been doing that, this is Ole Miss football, and I said, this is Ole Miss football.
You got chastised.
I got chastised. Daniel Snowden did not take it well.
Yeah. But I mean, that they had that lull there, and that was kind of it. After that, they were,
man, that team sucked.
The 11 team.
Oh my God, that
team was that 11 when we had the Randall Mackey thing.
I think so.
Because for background, there just quickly, the 45 second version of this is that it was a story where he was talking about the offensive line, and maybe Jared's in the thread. If he is, chirp in and tell us what you see from this. Or tweet at me if you listen to the podcast. I think like the offensive lineman would do some of the cadence because Randall didn't do all the cadence. And when, because he had a bit of a stutter, he was working through it. It had gotten better, but at times it would come back and that created some cadence problems, mm-hmm. best I recall. And when we ask him about it, just like, I mean, just kind of off the cuff. I mean, we didn't go in going, hey, we're going to write this story. Yeah. We're meeting in the little, like the grill area of the Manning Center is where this was. Were you even there? Were you there? Or was I doing it?
I can't remember.
Okay, so, and Randall just starts talking, and he's like, well, no, I was pretty good, and then he goes, I took a hit and had a concussion, I believe he said against St. Thomas More, if I actually remember this correctly, he went high school, because I think he went to Bastrop, and so would that make sense? Would that Louisiana geography make sense?
It could, yes.
It could. Bastrop could play St. Thomas More?
Conceivably.
Okay, so, and he says this, and he goes on to talk about how he essentially had 5-6 concussions over time, including a couple fairly recently. We're all writing these stories like, hey, is this dude okay? Like, here's the thing. This is kind of crazy. And then it gets out. And I don't know if it was media relations. I don't know exactly what happened from there. But within like an hour, the quotes had kind of been changed in a couple spots. Like, some paragraphs had been taken out from some news outlets. And we're like, whoa, what the? It's like, well, he misspoke and he did this. It's like, hold on a minute. No, he did not misspeak. It was one of the stranger things I've ever covered. But it got completely, like, washed over there over the course of 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
That was not a storyline they were wanting out that day.
No.
That the running quarterback had a bunch of concussion issues prior to that. Barry actually played a little bit later on, but Barry was a good football player. He was kind of without a position.
Yeah.
But he was a good athlete, good player. He helped some on that 12 team.
He did.
If I remember correctly.
And he...
Because that was the first time that...
He actually was decent in the 11 Egg Bowl. Otherwise, that's a complete... If I recall correctly.
It was 31-3.
Yeah, it would have been worse.
Or 31-0. I think it was 31-3. Either way.
It could have been worse.
I don't know. The only play I remember from that game is the very first state touchdown when Ladarius Perkins juked like 9 different Rebels, and an unnamed person that covers Ole Miss in the press box hit the table so damn hard that like all of our drinks and ice cream like almost went up in the air and came down. We're all like, what the hell was that? And it was like, damn, and we just hit it. I was like, whoa.
And I
did you think they were winning tonight?
Well, I looked over and said, did you think something? I mean, you knew what was coming, right?
It's one of the few times we didn't go into the Egg Bowl going, hey, throw the records out. No. That record's real relevant right now.
The stats matter.
Yeah. Yeah, Mackey played a little in 12, too. That's the first time Freeze started rotating the quarterback. Was in his first season, so he always did it, putting other quarterbacks in around the goal line. Because when you get to take Bo and Chad out, you should do that.
You should.
And put other guys in.
I mean, if you got a chance to take Chad Kelly off the field to bring Jeremy Liggins on in the fourth quarter of an Alabama game, you should.
If you can – when we had Hugh on and we're talking about plays you regret or don't want to have to do over again, I mean, that might be the number one clover leaf, because if he fumbles there –
Totally different deal.
I mean, the whole program's different. Totally everything's different.
Everything's different.
If Jeremy Liggins holding this ball out wide drops it right there. Because, yeah. I mean, it's just loaf of bread. I mean, it's all over out
Someone
there.
Puts a helmet on and it's coming out.
Yeah. How that was a good idea at that moment.
Well, I remember watching it unfold going, oh, my God. Like, thinking, we're done. We're not going to do shows. Not going to write.
You're just going to the house. I'm just
heading home. Call it a day. All right, can we talk about Brian Kelly for a minute?
Sure. Whatever you want to talk about.
People are asking about Brian Kelly.
His video with Walker Howard.
And it is super cringe, man. Like, those are always cringe. They have one of those, I guess, like, it's a turn.
The turntable thing?
I guess. It turns.
Yeah. Almost like a life-size Lazy Susan a little bit. Just this thing that sort of rotates.
Yeah. And anyway, you see the kids do it, and it's pretty cringy. And I've seen coaches do it. He's not the first coach to do it, but you're the head coach. And you're doing the – it was rough.
But here's the thing. Did it hurt him in any way with anyone?
No. Well, no. It just gave people an opportunity to make fun of him.
Here's what it does. Is if it doesn't go well, it becomes even more comical and even worse.
Yeah.
You throw all this pile off to the side that you're probably not going to run off the road. But just in case you do, there are no guardrails. It's given everybody plenty of ammunition to load on and go, what the hell were you guys doing?
Well, he's not off to a good start. He lost Corey Raymond off his staff to Florida. Corey Raymond's a really good recruiter who knew Louisiana really well. Has had some defections to the portal. A lot of talk about Keyshawn Boutte going to the portal.
Had a hard time finding coordinators.
Yeah, it's weird right now. Like, they're going into this bowl game with just one quarterback.
It was a Mathers fumble, and yeah, it was one of the worst play call, one of the worst nine calls I've ever seen. Alabama 14 when they grabbed.
Oh Mathers. Yeah. He's had a weird time.
Can we? And it's why people love it. Like, this is not even in any essence a criticism.
Oh, is it? Is it the camera that's going around, or is it the table turning?
Oh, it's just the camera. Rotating?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not aware.
I don't know. Whatever.
Lane doing work this morning. He takes his devotional, tweets it, and ties that into Matt Corral's growth. So he's like second level tweeting today. Yeah, Lane Kiffin retweeted the Brian Kelly thing with the GIF from Friday where the guy puts his hand on his face and shakes his head. There. Mm. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of how we love college football because it's all so stupid in, like, the best way possible where you go, there's all this money and all this stupidity and all this stuff. Sure. And you go, it's a stupid sport. And that's why people like it because the results are weird and the plays are weird and there's emotion and pandemonium and fan base. You've got Lane Kiffin renting Aston Martins and Porsches to take kids around places. You've got Brian Kelly dancing with the quarterback, and he might be the only person in America more tone deaf than I am. I mean, there are so many things about this over this recruiting thing where you went, I got nothing. I'm just...
Yeah.
And this is required because, I mean, the Lane Kiffin thing, there was tons of Twitter interactions about it, and almost all the fans goes, well, my coach better be doing it. If he's doing it, why ain't my guy doing it?
Sure.
Hey, Shiano's got a helicopter. Where's my guy's helicopter? I mean, remember that was a huge thing back in the day, whoever it was. There was, like, the first guy that got the helicopter.
Saban.
Was it Saban?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh God, because there was actually a bit of a logic to it because you could see multiple games quickly all over an area.
Well,
so like,
let's face
Atlanta,
it, when you're at a high school game, if you're at Pontotoc, for example,
and the chopper comes in,
and the Alabama chopper comes in, everybody's paying attention for just a minute. I mean, you're making an impression.
College football is not a subtle sport.
No,
so there was nothing subtle about that at all. But that was where that was. That is a good point. I mean, if you got Boutte, Smith, and Mingo, I mean, you can make that work with most quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't like your chances.
No, I don't either. No. My guess is Boutte ends up staying.
I will predict that he's at Alabama next year.
Yeah, I remember Kirby doing it. That's right, Grant. I remember Kirby going all over Atlanta. Was one of the few times I remember it.
He still uses the copter, right?
I think so.
Didn't Mullen use a copter for a while?
Yeah. Everybody had a copter at some point. That was an in vogue thing. Yeah, it said there. Mullen liked his CJ Hampton. I was at Blast from the Past. I was at his commitment ceremony.
Oh, you did drive to that, didn't you?
I went to Meridian.
Mm-hmm. That was worth the trip.
Ole Miss, Alabama, and Florida State.
That's right. I remember you going to Meridian for that.
I did.
Yeah. Is it a TV station?
No, it was at the school.
Okay.
It was at the school. And then he had like that weird thing.
I went to Kalo Moore's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bolivar?
I don't remember.
What's Bolivar? Is that right?
That sounds right.
You went to Kai Madden's too.
I did.
CJ did that weird thing. It was right when the rules were coming out about how you could go ahead and sign the scholarship papers, which would allow coaches to talk to you or whatever, but nobody really understood the rules at the time, including compliance. And CJ, he signed like a bunch or something. Like he did something really weird that actually caused a lot of compliance issues right off the top those first 6 months because nobody knew what the hell the rules were. But anyway, I don't know. We're doing a memory lane podcast today, apparently. Oh, podcast brought to you in part by Nick's Tan & Associates, nickstanoxford.com. It's sponsored by 321 Football content item during the football season, and you can find them on the message board and my signature as well to help you out on the buy side or the sell side of real estate here in Oxford and Lafayette County. Use somebody you know and trust with the crazy market out there, 662-281-1200, nickstanoxford.com.
Pinnacle Wealth provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. You can get in touch with them at mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com. Also brought to you by my friend John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you're thinking about, you know, planning a summer vacation, a spring break vacation, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of different rules out there right now in different places. Europe, the Caribbean, even places in the States where it's different vaccine rules, different all that stuff. Anyway, you don't want to have to go research all that yourself and run the risk of being wrong. Instead, get in touch with John, give him some parameters, give him a budget. He'll give you options, and you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. Brought to you by Opa, Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. Delicious menu featuring gyros, wraps, kebabs, fresh redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, and amazing candlelit patio. 306 South Lamar in Oxford. Also brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors. I'll have a mailbag up at some point Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be a weird day. But anyway, the mailbag's brought to you by Whitney McNutt. Serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo, condos, land, commercial, residential, family homes, 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Service Specialist is recruiting both an executive director and a director of sales for a brand new independent living community in Oxford, seeking individuals with strong sales experience and or extensive managerial, administrative, operations, execution background. Senior living experience is preferred but not required. Those of you that want to move to Oxford and lead the opening of a major business development with a successful company, this is your opportunity. Excellent pay, excellent benefits, referral fees are always given, so reach out to 662-832-5138. Also brought to you by Alpha Specialties, 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha, the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. Load Trail, Hallmark Cargo Trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built for you as well. 601-932-9798 or check them out at alphaofms.com. It's not too late to stop at the Rogue and get some of your shopping done. Great collegiate collection gear that you have seen throughout the fall on Chance Campbell when we've talked on a visit with Chance Campbell throughout the football seasons, 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. And don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself. Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. Those clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. So call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth and let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment, financing available at CorinthDental.com.
Been telling you to get your holiday boxes from Johnston Hill Creamery in a local cheese shop here in the Oxford area just off Molly Bar. They make their own cheese in-house every single day. You got the artisanal cheese box that includes a cheese knife, several different local homemade cheeses, and more. The charcuterie box, the dessert box, and even a kid's holiday box that is really, really cool. You can see pictures of that on their Facebook page at Johnston Hill Creamery. It's great for adults, too, but includes house-made marshmallows, gingerbread cookies, chocolate coins, and much, much more. So check out all the different boxes and get those for the holiday season. That is cheese at JohnstonHillCreamery.com or 662-419-9201. Let's see. Yeah, those are two dudes that, you know, had kept everything focused and played cornerback. You do wonder what the careers would have been for Kalo Moore and Nick Brazel. The two dudes. Well,
Nick,
just,
for sure.
I mean, Nick was an NFL corner if he could have just
for sure
stayed at it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the most dudes you ever saw coming out of high school and went, yeah, I mean, that's what that.
But that was always a really big if.
Yeah. I mean, he had to.
It was always a big if. And Nick would have been one of those guys that would have been better off going to University of Minnesota.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he you know, people are like, oh, he could have gone to Alabama. He had the same problem there. He needed to get away. Far, far away.
Remember there was those that was that group with, we're doing it today. I'm just going down through history. There were the top, those five big-time wide receivers in Mississippi that year. Maybe all four stars or higher. And Dante was the one that did not make the Mississippi-Alabama roster.
The one that made the NFL.
Yeah, he was left off the Mississippi roster for Joe Morrow and Devin Fosselman.
How'd that work out?
I think Dante would probably take his situation over Joe, which I'm sure is a good dude. And Devin. Because that was Nick, Dante, Tobias.
Yeah.
Tobias ended up at like Jackson State eventually, didn't he?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was okay.
Yeah. I liked Tobias. He was a good dude.
Sure.
Yeah. That was actually one of my more favorite guys to cover back in the day when we did that to a more personal level. You know, when Neil had like hanging out with their camps and doing all this stuff. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can go meet them on the square when they leave campus. Take them to Rebel Rags.
Never took them to Rebel Rags, but I did meet them on the square a few times.
Get quotes.
Those days have changed. Yep. Thank God.
But not bars at 3 a.m. when they leave. So
no.
You make sure to get some quotes for the next day.
Nope, never did that. There are people who did.
I'm aware of that one, too.
I was not one.
Yeah, those RSS feeds will get you when a story accidentally publishes and goes out and you go, hold on a minute. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah. So how'd you get those quotes at 2:30?
It was one of the maddest I've ever been because we had a real diehard rule, or not diehard, but it was just, the rule was you do not call a kid until he leaves campus. And, yeah, they had a story published at, like, 4:05 the day all the kids were leaving. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was Austin Golson. It was like, Golson enjoys visit. It's like, hadn't left yet. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? And yeah, well, happened on the square that night.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, you had Tobias, and they had that running back out of Madison that always wanted like the Ole Miss offer and never could get it because he was really small. Joe Price.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Was with that group with him.
Had people asking about basketball and what does it mean? And the answer to that question is this, in my opinion. As of today, it doesn't mean anything. But my experience with decisions about tenure and decisions about which direction you go to try to prejudge what that decision will be before you've gone through the emotion of a season is impossible. Because there's not emotion today. There are 18 league games.
Mm-hmm. All of them still to be played.
Yeah, they haven't played any of those eight. Well, actually, they're 19 league games.
Because you've got to play a game in Nashville or wherever.
It's in Tampa this year.
Okay.
So you have played 19 games, and they haven't played any of those games. What do those games look like? What does attendance look like? What does effort look like? Does it look like you're progressing at all? Does it look like disaster? I don't know. I mean, the answer to all of those questions is unknown. It's, you know, so it's incomplete. So the grade today is incomplete. You couldn't possibly make that decision today. On the flip side, and I'll get in trouble for saying this, people will get mad at me. There will be people who push back. When I hear people defiantly say that someone is safe before we've done what we just talked about doing, I won't go there. Because what if it is a disaster? What if the crowds are crickets? What if there's no energy? In today's college athletics, with the amount of money that's being thrown around, that makes the decision to hang on for another year a very difficult one to make. When people talk about, well, it's the easy decision to stay with what you've got. No, it's not. That's a hard decision. Because if it's the wrong decision and your program takes another step down,
you're delaying and taking more to get out, both.
And here's where you'd have to talk to people over there who look at the bottom line. What is the bottom line financially there? What are you budgeting from an attendance standpoint? What are you budgeting buyouts, all of those things? I don't know what all of that stuff looks like. It's way too early to say that. And it could end up being really premature. You know, you go 10-8 in the league, nobody's in trouble. You go 4-14 in the league, it becomes a really difficult thing to have a conversation about. Just – we got to see. I mean, look, they're going to get Deshaun Ruffin back in a week or two, and they need him to spark them. And that's a lot to ask of a freshman coming off of a broken hand. But that's what you're asking. You need
– what can Ruffin give them? What is the hope?
He's got to give them an offensive spark, Chase. If you watch them play – and you watched the game Saturday night. I watched most of the game Saturday night. They can't score. It's not about all the other stuff. It's you can't shoot. And when you shoot as poorly as they did, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, it was 20-something percent, I think, from the floor. Man, you're just not going to win like that. And then you get killed on the glass. That's a lot to overcome.
Well, and it's a Western team. It's not even like one of Rick's better ones. They're 5-4 coming in.
Western 6-4 now. And Ole Miss's net, I wrote this in 10 Thoughts, I think it's like
160 or 170.
Yeah, 170 something, I think. There's 7, 8, 9 SEC teams in the top 70 in net. LSU, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Texas A&M, all in the top 70. So you have opportunities, right, to do it, but – man, I mean, you're putting yourself in a position where if the tournament is your goal, you got to go like 14-4 in the league or something because you've buried yourself in the non-league.
Yeah, I mean, I've got it up here. I mean, obviously an off night in general, but I mean, just from a stat standpoint, 27% from the field, 17 of 62, 26% from three, 7 of 27, and then they went 7 of 9 from the line, but only 9 free throws there. From a game standpoint, and they got out-rebounded 42-30 by Western.
Yeah.
Just bad on the glass. They're one of their better options to go small. How much does that help at this point? I mean, Brakeville played 19 minutes. Oop. Crowley played 13 minutes. Brakeville was 0-5 from the field, 0-2 from three. Three boards, two turnovers.
What'd they shoot from three?
7 of 27.
Yeah.
26%.
Chet says, I get the shooting argument. The team is just disjointed and the half-court sets are idiotic. I won't go with idiotic, but I will say I watched them and it just – it looks like you're trying to compensate for a lack of explosive players. Because I think they're trying to compensate for a lack of explosive players.
The lack of somebody to just go get the bucket.
Bucket getters. Yeah. Know.
Whatever that looks like.
You know, Kermit talks about toughness. I mean, he's at practice. I'm not. I don't. Sometimes I want to say, what does that mean? But feels like a question that would be easily misinterpreted.
Their final non-con games, they have a game on Wednesday against Middle Tennessee. That is in Oxford, 6:30 start for that one.
They played Saturday against Dayton, is that right?
That's right, Dayton at 5:30. Dayton, who I think beat Kansas earlier in the season, if I have that right?
I don't know.
Am I correct there?
Let me look them up real quick. I looked for them yesterday, but I was in such a hurry that...
And then Samford on the 21st, that's also in Oxford, and that is prior to opening league play. That is a bit of a bear from league play. The first two league games, Florida at home on that Wednesday on the 29th, and then at Tennessee a week from that. So they actually have a bye the first Saturday of the season.
So I'm looking for Dayton, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could have that wrong. It could be a different team that did that.
I'm looking.
Yeah, 74-73, but Dayton's only 3-3 on the season.
Yeah, see, there's not many opportunities to do anything, and yet you could lose those games. I don't even know why we're having a tournament conversation. It's a dumb conversation. Dayton is 100 in the net right now. It's Middle Tennessee, and who's the other one, Chase?
Samford. Yeah, Dayton's 7-4.
They're 100 in the net. I'm looking for Middle, and I'm looking for – and I need to probably get into the 200s at this point.
Dayton has losses to UML, who I don't even know who that is, if somebody can make that make sense.
Ole Miss's net this morning is 173.
Okay.
173.
Lost to Lipscomb, lost to Austin Peay, a win over Illinois-Chicago. They beat Miami, Florida, beat Kansas, beat Belmont. Beat Alcorn, beat Northern Illinois, lost to SMU. They've actually gone a little bit of a roll after losing early on. So, anyway, yeah, 7-4 for the Flyers.
I mean, I'm at 255, and I'm still looking for Samford and Middle Tennessee. At this point, it just doesn't matter.
So,
I mean, you schedule games. One of their big things is that losing to Marquette cost them an opportunity to play a good game.
Yeah, because it took away West Virginia the next day. And they do that a lot in those tournaments. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They always struggle in that first game to get the other good games.
Yeah. And those games matter. I mean, like, they played Elon. Elon is 342. 342 in the net.
Wow.
Ole Miss beat Mississippi Valley. They're 355 in the net. Those games just don't do anything for you. I don't know why they get played, honestly.
Well, one of the keys to scheduling, and I get it's not as easy as just picking out your opponents, is to, when you play the bye game, play the guy that's 180, not the guy that's 320.
Yeah, you just don't want to bury yourself, but they've done it. I mean, I wonder about the apathy if they get off to a bad start in the league.
Mm-hmm. So
to me, that's if I'm watching it going, okay, boy, this is – that's what I'm watching for. What do the crowds look like? What do the crowds sound like, even?
More football tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be some recruiting happen today. But
still no email, right?
Yeah, 115-ish.
115-ish, okay.
Yeah, something like that for Kippen today. So we'll have that to you later today as well, Lane, and I think some players as well. So. That, Anna, more. Appreciate everybody in the stream today. Enjoyed it. Good conversation there. Everybody listening wherever you are. Some more podcasts as the week moves on, leading up to a Sugar Bowl, January 1st against the Baylor Bears. So we'll talk to you again very soon. Have a good day.